Yeah, we got them covered.
District, is it District 4, right?
Right.
Tom Cotton joins us.
Is Hope in your district?
It is. It's a lot more than the southwest corner, though. It's pretty much all of South Arkansas West Arkansas now northwest Arkansas.
I'll show Tommy the map here in a second.
Because they redid that, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Last April, mandatory 10-year redistricting moved 6 counties in the River Valley in northwest Arkansas into this district. So it starts down in Crossett and Hamburg, goes over to Texarkana and
everything in Green.
Ashdown, and then goes all the way up to Huntsville.
Why don't you just be assistant governor, for God's sakes? Now, I told you the reason, and I had asked these guys, I asked my wife, I said, who is this guy? Because your billboards were popping up everywhere. And so I finally tracked you down, found out who you were, and wanted to get you on the show because it's there's going to be some fresh blood in Arkansas politics, governor. All of it's going to be fresh blood. The number one issue in your election, and what would you do about it?
I think the number one issue in this election is health care and Obamacare. The first thing I think we need to do is repeal that law. You know, it hasn't gone entirely into effect yet, so we have a chance to stop it before it not just creates a disaster for our health care system, but also kills jobs and job creation and really undermines our liberties. So the first thing we should do is repeal that law as soon as we have new majorities next January. But then we need to address the health care problems we had. We certainly had problems in 2010. The problem with Obamacare is it went in the wrong direction. It put the government further into the healthcare market when we should have been introducing more free market competition in that market.
And I think that that's going to be the code word for the Republicans this year throughout. So your opponents are probably going to say the same thing. What makes you think you can be that guy?
You know, I think over the course of my lifetime, I've had a lot of experiences.
You did serve.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was 5 years in the Army.
Yeah, this is an amazing story for those who haven't heard the story.
I think a lot of people haven't. Tell it.
Sure. So I grew up in Dardanelle, my family's cattle farm. You know, went to high school, went to college, went to law school. Thought I was going to be a lawyer, obviously. But the 9/11 attacks happened my last year of school, and that really changed my direction in life.
Where were you?
I was at Harvard Law School on September 11th, 2001.
You remember exactly where you were?
I was. I was sitting in crazy Charlie Nesson's evidence class from, I think it was, 8 to 9:30. So that happened during the time the planes hit the towers. We walked out, didn't know what had happened.
Undergrad at Harvard, by the way, at that time?
No, I was in law school.
Law school at that time, right.
Yeah. So, you know, that was in the days before Wi-Fi and text messages and everything else. We were totally clueless. We walked out to the classroom at 9:30, and, you know, there were 100, 200 people standing outside, you know, looks of concern in their face, some people crying, and got over to the student union just in time to see the first tower fall.
Yeah, I think most people say it's the most memorable crisis of their lives.
Yeah, so that happened then?
Yeah, so that happened. Wanted to rush out and join the Army right away. Some friends who were in the Army talk some sense into me and tell me that I had too many loans to do that on a private or a lieutenant salary, and that I should pay off my loans before I joined. The Army wasn't going anywhere, and neither was the bad guys. So worked for a couple of years to pay off my loans. Never lost the desire to serve, though, and walked in the recruiting station and said, I'm ready to sign up. I want to be an infantry officer.
So you
finished
your law schooling.
Law schooling.
And
worked for a couple of years, paid off my loans.
And then went off to Iraq.
Yeah, so I was a lawyer, you know, no loans. I think I had a promising legal career. I don't know. Maybe my partners I worked for would say differently.
Could you imagine, Tommy, the recruiter looking at you going, excuse me, Mr. Cotton, you're a lawyer, and you just finished up and you're ready to
do it? Well, he did use the same thing on me. It was back in the 70s. It was, Mr. Smith, you can either go to jail or join the Army.
There's some of that, yeah.
And so, the funny sidebar to that is, when you talk to recruiters back in the day, they would screw you bad.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I want my father-in-law at the time had told me how to get in our Armed Forces Network.
Yeah.
So I said, I want to get in a radio. 8 months later, I'm at Fort Carson, Colorado, fixing tanks. I'm fixing radio inside tanks.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were a butter bar?
Yeah, so you go over there.
So I enlisted. In the Army, you enlist as a private, and you go to basic training officer candidate school. And you're right. Still today in the Army, one of the most common saying among drill sergeants is, let me guess, your recruiter lied to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I spent about a year at Fort Benning. Came out of Fort Benning as a second lieutenant in the infantry, an Army Ranger, and a paratrooper, and went straight to Iraq, where I led a 40-man platoon in Baghdad out on daily raids and ambushes and other kind of combat patrols.
Ew.
And so how long did you stay there after that?
I was in Iraq for a little over 6 months. I was in Afghanistan. A couple years later, I volunteered to go there for a little over 9 months. In between those two tours, I served at Arlington National Cemetery with a unit called the Old Guard. That's the unit that performs funerals and ceremonies and guards the Tomb of the Unknowns and that sort of thing.
Prior to going to Afghanistan, had you been out of the country before?
Well, Iraq was my first tour.
Yeah, okay.
I made one trip to Europe to visit a friend over there when I was a younger kid, and I've been to Canada on a fishing trip.
I've always been an advocate of upon graduation, the person has to serve in some capacity. It doesn't have to be the Army, where they have to leave the country for a year just to know what a great country this is.
It's a great maturing process. And I tell anyone who's 18 or anyone who's 22 who's asking me for advice, you know, there's a lot of things you can do in the world, but you can never go wrong by serving, you know, 2, 3, 4 years in your country's military.
And of course, we need to mention where you're from, where you were born and raised.
Born and raised in Dardanelle in the River Valley in Yell County. My folks live on a small cattle farm.
So you're running on daily money, I guess.
I'm not sure if there's much of that left.
No, that's true. Mom's school principal at the middle school there
in Dardanelle? My mom's been an educator in Dardanelle for 40 years. She's been a middle school principal there for about 20, 22 years. And before that, she was a home ec teacher.
There has been some comments about a lot of your money has come from out of state. That mm-hmm. you're sort of, you've gone away. You're not really one of the Arkansans anymore. How do you address the money issue and the time spent away?
Yeah, well, like I said, I was born and raised here, firmly rooted here in rural Arkansas. I have raised some money out of state, but that's just largely because I've got friends from the Army and from veterans charities I've worked with and class in college and law school. But I've also raised almost $100,000 more inside of Arkansas than any other candidate has as well.
Well, we got one of the Little Rock people on the phone, which is the first time we were able to ever get anybody to say anything. They don't protest. They just camp out down there. It's like mom comes by with a can of off every night, lays them down and puts them to bed. But
fortunately, we don't have Occupy Dardanelle.
That's where they need to go.
You might have to for too long.
Yeah.
But their one concern was money spent on campaigning. And when you hear the numbers and the dollars, it's pretty outrageous. How much did they say Obama's going to spend?
We've agreed. Money spent on politics is just ridiculous now. It's part of the game.
Yeah,
what you got to do.
That is it.
Yeah, I mean, it's expensive. It always has been expensive. It gets more expensive as TV prices go up and radio and print.
In France they can't run TV ads or any of that stuff?
Well, that's because in France they don't have a constitution that guarantees free speech rights. But if you look at other industries here in the United States, if you look at the money spent on, say, potato chips or toothpaste, it's actually several times what we spend on political elections at all levels, from city council up to president.
Why are you better equipped to be in Congress than your opponents?
Both my opponents are good people. I've enjoyed campaigning with them over the last 10 months. But I think the experiences I have from being a combat leader, from growing up, on a family farm and understanding what it's like to face those challenges and struggles, to being in business since I got out of the Army, or even, way back when I was a lawyer. I've been a recovering lawyer for 8 years now, but some of those skills are still there. I think all of those give me a particular set of skills to go to Congress and not just be a conservative vote, but be an effective and capable conservative leader.
That is amazing, Tommy, the arc, your life arc from the farm to, to Dardanelle to the military to, a lawyer. I mean, you do have quite an array of, background experiences that could
be. To be so young, how old are you?
I just turned 35 a couple of days ago.
what about your stance on the recent comments by the president about gays in marriage?
I believe that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. That's the traditional understanding. I'd even say that's the natural understanding. And I think the law should respect that understanding.
But I go back to, David asked a question, and it has to be asked, but I go back to, that stands against everything I was brought up to believe, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But you know what? I really don't care. If these guys want to, that's fine. We've got bigger fish to fry in this country right now. We got people sewing bombs in their chest so they can climb on a plane and blow it up. I'm not worried about the gay guys or gay gals. God bless them. Let them do what they're going to do. That's almost like a sidetrack. That is not because the gay people are going to be gay people, whether they get married or not.
Republicans say that Obama did that to take the attention off the issue of the economy and so forth. So,
is there any truth to that in your mind?
I don't know if that's true.
Well, when he ran for state senate in 1996 in the most liberal district in Illinois, he was for it. When he ran for senate in 2004 and president in 2008, he was against it, and now he's for it again. So, I think it's pretty obviously a political calculation.
What about the economy?
The economy has been sluggish for 4 years, ever since the economic collapse in 2008, and I think a lot of that is because of Barack Obama's failed policies. I mean, he inherited some problems, but I do think he's made it worse. I think, by trying to increase taxes, by the exploding spending and the debt that he's putting on the country that's weighing down our credit and our capital markets, he has directly caused the economy to grow slower.
Who's your favorite president of all time?
Oh, gosh, it'd probably be a tie between George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
433-1037, if you got questions for Tom. We got him for a few more moments. I'm going to kind of Gus Miles on you now, throw you some curves. Here's something I think you ought to do. You ought to change Halloween to the last Friday in October every year. That way Halloween's on a Friday every year.
Get it done, Tom, if you get elected.
I know those right-wing Baptists hate going out trick-or-treating on Sunday night. They hate it. They think it's blasphemy and it's sin. Right.
Is that a higher priority or a lower priority than dealing with the people stitching bombs in their chest?
At this point, lower. Make Valentine's Day second Tuesday in February. I mean, second Saturday in February. Because guys just screw it up the rest of the time. You make it on a Saturday, they'll remember. Have you got a politician that's somewhere besides president or maybe president that inspired you to get into politics?
None that directly inspired me. I mean, there are leaders in Washington right now that I would try to emulate in Congress, like Tom Coburn, the senator from Oklahoma, or Jim DeMint, the senator from South Carolina.
Okay, now we get down to the hard stuff here. Your favorite sport to watch as a spectator?
Baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
Favorite team?
NL is Cardinals, AL is Red Sox.
All right. I'm with you on the Red Sox. I don't know about the Cardinals. Seems like everybody's a Cardinal fan around here.
Well, growing up in Arkansas, yeah, it's hard to avoid.
I remember crawling up on my roof, AM radio, listening to Jack Buck call the games because that's all you could get. Your favorite NFL pro team?
NFC, Cowboys, AFC, Patriots.
Very, very, very good. Hamburgers or pizza?
I go hamburgers.
Or
just say yes.
Or just say yes. Well, you've been on the road quite a bit, too. Yeah. And in southern Arkansas, you can get some vittles down there, boy.
You can get lots of great things everywhere.
You ever walk in to stumble into one of these greasy spoon cafes where everybody's just sitting around drinking coffee and talking about the good old days and sit down and talk with them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do that routinely. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, how many counties are there in the district?
All are part of 33 counties.
33 counties. Yeah. And so anything that's been a surprise to you when you've been out covering all that area that you had no idea about until you started the campaign?
I would say probably the biggest surprise is more the similarities and what all the counties have in common, whether it's southeast, southwest, River Valley, northwest. I mean, it's all very rural. Agriculture is a very important part of the district, whether it's poultry or cattle or row cropping. Common rural values, even the terrain. I mean, you've obviously got the Washtenaws and the Ozarks, but a lot of the shared common values and interests.
Well, I was, the geography of it, of the district, how does it reach up? Does it just, a slither of it reaches up to get the Dardanelle in that area? Or?
No, it's actually pretty much all the River Valley, Yell County, Logan County, Johnson County, Franklin. It kind of comes to a peak, though, in Madison County and Newton County. So I have, like, Huntsville and Madison County and Jasper and Newton County.
Have you ever given a bath to Tusk?
Right, good job.
I have not given a bath to Tusk.
Okay.
I have petted him on several occasions with the Stokes.
Okay.
Questions. Bill, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm wondering what Mr. Cotton's stance is on letting America drill more in America.
Energy, drilling more in America. Our friend Frank Fletcher is all over
about
the
natural gas.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that we need to exploit all of our natural resources here in America. I mean, between oil, gas, and coal, we are the world's number one fossil fuel country. And that's an asset that we should be proud of, not an embarrassing liability that we should try to restrain and regulate and tax, which is what Barack Obama wants to do.
Chris.
Mr. Cotton, have you thought about hiring Rooster Cogburn as your campaign manager or J-double-nagget?
You have got to get Daggett. You got to get Daggett.
Yeah.
I like that.
Wait, am I supposed to get John Wayne or Jeff Bridges?
Well, you'll have to put out a poll, a quick instant poll. That is funny throughout that whole movie. They refer to Daggett, and they're like, who is this? Daggett. And they finally meet him at the end. That's good stuff. Good call, Chris. We'll take another one before we break. Robert.
Yes, Mr. Cotton. The Keystone Pipeline, is there some way that the Congress and the Senate can override one man's ability to shut down a project like that? I think that's ridiculous. And why don't they?
Sure. Pass a law through both chambers of the House or both chambers of the Congress, get the president to sign it, or override a veto. It may be tough to do that, but I think the president may reverse himself as he sees declining poll numbers. The Keystone Pipeline goes along with trying to drill more for oil and gas. We need to work on every segment of the energy sector to make sure we're getting our resources out of the ground and ultimately into trucks and tractors and ovens and the rest of the things that we need to use it for.
Are you single, married, children?
Unmarried, no children.
Okay.
Who's better, Matt Kemp or Josh Hamilton?
Right now, I'd probably go with Matt Kemp just because, you know,
he's knows his baseball.
He's a little, I mean, Josh Hamilton's having a great season, but he is in a contract year and he does have some issues in his past. So he might be a little risky for a long term contract.
Who do you root for in college sports?
Arkansas.
Okay, just checking. You want to introduce your man here? No? All right, your military, military buddy.
A while ago, he's like, screw Cotton, I want to talk to Malzahn.
Yeah, he's offline here, but Doug Coots is my campaign manager. He's a fellow veteran of Iraq and served with me at the Old Guard at Arlington National Cemetery.
Got a couple more questions. You got a few minutes?
Sure, absolutely.
Take a break.
Yes, I have.
Well, you know, and to Tommy, we might as well.
But not recently.
We might as well get to it. You know, Tom sitting next to you is a guy named Roger Scott. And once you're done with this segment, he will approach you about the opportunity to put one of your signs in his yard for some type of fee, barter, or something. So I just want you to know.
With all the campaign funds you're going
to you want newspapers following you around, deal with him.
Yeah, I could make you really look good.
He's got a big yard.
Big yard. Over 600 people pass it a day.
That's a key to victory. Sounds like a key to victory.
Yeah, Chuck, I don't even think you're in his district. Chuck, what's up?
Yes, sir. I've got a couple questions for Mr. Cotton.
Fire away.
First, I want to say to Mr. Tommy, you're always giving away free golf for Greystone. I'd like for you to come to Searcy and play golf on me at the country club.
I would be glad to do that.
Very nice country club up there.
It's a great one. We know the president of the country club. Yeah, Casey Dacus.
It's not that far from me, Chuck.
You better hurry because we're going to tear out our greens and put new ones in here pretty quick.
Casey.
Why do they wait till the middle of golf season?
Yeah, why would they do that?
I don't know. I think it's so they can see how mad people like me get.
You know how much I love Greystone, and it's in my backyard and all that, and I'm just dying for them to get that back course open. Because the front course is for better golfers, and it's more people can see up there. You go back to that back course, nobody ever sees you, so you can hit 150 balls and nobody knows.
We actually, the reason we ended up at Searcy is because we had Greystone memberships. And we lost them when it went under, but we end up over at Searcy, and we love it.
Okay.
For Mr. Cotton, I'm more on a state level. I'm an oil and gas guy myself. We are abundant in natural gas here in this state. A couple things from South Arkansas. You know, we've got the new power plant going in Fulton. It's going to be a coal burning plant. Are there any plans to convert that to natural gas, or any reason why we wouldn't approach that? And also, not a lot of people know, but there's a new play in South Arkansas called the Brown Dent Formation. And are we doing anything to welcome those operators to come in and explore that?
Yeah. So on the first question, you know, as a candidate and potentially as a congressman, you know, I wouldn't weigh in on the choice of what a private company makes between a coal-fired plant or a gas plant. That'd be up to them and what their owners and what their management wants to do. But, you know, the Obama administration recently just passed a rule that's essentially going to stop construction of all new coal-fired plants and even the rehabilitation of old coal-fired plants, which is going to be harmful to consumers. It means electricity rates are going to go up. It's also going to hurt South Arkansas because we have some coal resources there, as we do in the River Valley, and because it's going to make that coal less valuable. The Brown Dents play in South Arkansas, a lot of the listeners here in Central Arkansas may not be aware of it. Under the old Smackover oil field, there's as many as 3 billion barrels of recoverable oil. To give you an idea, the Bakken play in North Dakota is about 3.5 billion barrels. And in North Dakota, they have 3% unemployment and $75,000 a year jobs go unfilled.
Yeah, it was in 60 Minutes, I think.
Yep. So Southwestern Energy, which was the company that did a lot of the production in the early days of the Fayetteville Shale, is drilling exploratory wells in South Arkansas right now. And we need to just all hope and pray that that proves viable, because it would be a huge boom, not just for our country, but for South Arkansas, which could use it.
Real quick, too, Tommy, we had a few months ago, we had some folks in here, an attorney, some other folks representing the military folks at the recruiting office that were killed by the guy. Remember the issue about the Purple Heart? Do you know about that?
I do, yeah. So the terrorist attack here in Little Rock at the recruiting station.
They deserve the Purple Heart?
I do think they deserve the Purple Heart. I remember being in Afghanistan and seeing that news at the time. My heart was broken. You know, I corresponded some with the family from Afghanistan. Look, we're in a worldwide war. The two main fronts have been Afghanistan and Iraq, but whether it's in Pakistan, Yemen, or right here in Little Rock, the worldwide war is against Islamic fascists.
Right.
And wherever they attack and however they attack, our military personnel deserve to receive a Purple Heart if they're wounded or killed.
And Tommy's been talking, we've been talking about music the last few days. We haven't asked you about your music favorites.
Elvis or the Beatles?
I'd probably go Elvis, although I like both of them.
What's on your iPod that you listen to the most?
You know, I listen actually to a lot of sports talk radio on my iPod,
okay.
Mostly.
Loving that.
ESPN, Mike and Mike, Colin Cowherd, Baseball Today podcast.
Are you
ESPN.
A country guy, rock and roll, classic rock, pop, a little bit of everything?
Yes.
Opera?
A little bit less on pop, definitely not on opera, but classic rock, country, rock and roll, love Johnny Cash.
You don't watch Dancing with the Stars, do you?
I don't watch much TV at all right now.
The last movie you saw?
Watch a little bit of sports. Last movie I saw was Moneyball, the adaptation of Mike Lewis'
book. Yeah. I saw that. And you play golf or fish?
I play golf, but not much anymore.
Yeah.
You've been a busy guy.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been back? Did you move back just before the show came?
Well, the Army, when I left the Army at the end of 2009, they moved you back to your home of record. So that was here in Arkansas in Dardanelle. So I've been back, based in Dardanelle physically since then. I've been a resident throughout my time in the Army, paying taxes.
You having fun with Doug here? Doug, you having fun doing this?
Doug
doesn't say a word.
Not enough fun to speak on the radio, though.
He's not said a word.
No, he's not, other than, I want to hear Gus.
Your favorite pro team? Yeah, just to get you to say something.
What sport?
Football. Pro football.
The Ravens.
Pro basketball.
I don't like basketball.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Where are you from?
I would really like to see Oklahoma win, though.
Yeah.
Win the whole thing.
Yeah, they put it on Lakers the other night.
What are they, one? Are they one now?
Yeah.
You see, if you watch any Sports Nation, you saw him ask Kobe the question, can you cover these guys?
Oh, yeah.
And Kobe says, no. And got up and walked
off. Well, he can cover one of them. He can't cover five of them. That's his problem.
Yep. Hey, well, we got to run. We appreciate you coming by.
Thanks so much.
The best of luck.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Good job. David,
and good luck. And next time you come around, we'll ask deep questions.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Tom Cotton,
thank
everybody.
You.
In the fourth grade, you auditioned for the lead in Hansel and Gretel.
Whoa.
You played a tree.